This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. lawmakers from both political parties continue negotiations in a coronavirus stimulus package. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Negotiations on a new COVID-19 aid package ratcheted up on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants Democrats to drop $160 billion in state and local government aid, and in exchange, he'll drop a demand for provisions shielding businesses from COVID-19-related lawsuits. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa.
We don't want this to be political at this point. We just need relief.
Meantime, lawmakers are hoping to have a year-end catch-all funding package finalized before midnight Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden has said that even if lawmakers reach agreement on aid this month, a subsequent round of aid will almost certainly need to be negotiated when the new Congress is sworn in early next year. President-elect Biden said Tuesday he told Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell during a phone call that although they disagree on, quote, a lot of things, there are things we can work together on, end quote. McConnell acknowledged Biden as the winner of the election Tuesday, a day after the Electoral College voted to confirm Biden's victory. McConnell also congratulated Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, saying, quote, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female vice president-elect for the very first time, end quote. Dozens of fighters in the disputed Nagorno-Karabakh region of Azerbaijan have been taken prisoner, separatist officials said Wednesday, testing a Russia-brokered peace accord that ended weeks of recent fighting. A peace deal mediated by Moscow in November ended weeks of fierce fighting between Azerbaijan's army and the separatists who ceded swaths of territory as part of the accord. This is VOA News. Hospitals across the United States are